Oh, I had a dilemma this morning, Raven.
What happened?
What's your spider protocol in your house?
I take it you mean, like, not amongst living with them. I take it you mean we discover a spider, that spider needs to be removed or killed, and so what's the protocol on that?
Yeah, like, what do you do when you see a spider in your house?
Well, I don't do much of anything. My wife screams from the other room, yells, and then I come and immediately have to remove this insect that's less than the size of my thumbnail. Usually you have to kill it.
Okay, so I used to do the exact same thing. I would see a spider, I would freak out, and I'd be like, Paul! And then he would have to come and he would have to remove the spider. But then I started doing some research because my mom told me you're not supposed to kill spider because it brings bad luck and then you don't have any money. And some cultures, people apologize to the spider before they kill it.
Before they kill it. Right.
But I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Usually what I would do is I would have Paul come with a paper towel.
Yeah.
And then I would instruct him to safely get the spider into the paper towel.
Right.
Bring it outside and set it free.
That, I mean, this is what you actually do.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% this is what I do.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because, I mean, spiders are quick when they actually know that they're being, you know, moved or messed with or whatever. What if it jumps on him after? Then he's going to scream like a girl headed for the door?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's happened a couple times where the spider has gotten loose.
I would think so.
And it's fallen, and then it's the freak out. Where is it?
Right, because where did it go? Now it's gone.
But we've kind of mastered it with the paper towel and, like, standing and being able to, like, surround it. He makes it, like, into... He can do it.
Strange skill to pick up over the years. Married to you, I guess.
I guess when you want to deal with either not having money or figuring out a way to trap a spider and bring it back outside.
Yeah.
So this morning, you know, it's super early when I leave for work and everybody's still asleep.
Sure.
And I'm walking down my staircase and there it is. It's this big spider, black spider on the wall. And
huge.
It's looking right at me.
Massive.
Massive. Like literally almost the size of my pinky nail.
Yeah. And I mean, it knows that it's been caught now at this point. It's right. The light came on and it's like, whoa. Maybe if I don't move, she won't see me.
And you never know with a spider. Is it going to be the one that takes off running?
Yeah. Is
or
it the
is
jumper?
It gonna stay, or is it going to stay in place and be able to get trapped in the paper towel?
Yeah.
Now, I stop and I go, well, now what am I going to do?
Right.
Do I get the paper towel and I try to release it into the wild like Paul would do?
Oh, and be the strong one for both of you guys,
I'm
considering
like,
the rest
it.
Of the house is asleep?
Right. I go, or do I wake up Paul?
Yeah.
Out of his deep sleep, even though I know he was up all night doing the taxes.
Yeah, and tell him that he's going to get this spider out of the way so I can walk down the stairs.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I go, so now I start to reason with the spider.
Yeah.
I go, if I just leave you, will you promise to stay in this exact spot so I can text Paul that when he wakes up to release you outside? I'm like, we won't kill you unless you try to make a run for it.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, the spider didn't answer because it's a spider and I'm crazy.
Right. Doesn't even have a mouth, really, that it speaks from. No vocal cords.
Then I left the house.
Right.
And I don't know what happened.
You forgot to text him?
That's all I think about all day is what, like, all morning. I'm like, the way here, I'm like, what is going on with the spider? Because nobody knows where the spider is. I texted Paul. He's like, there's no spider on the hallway stairway. And I'm like, okay, well, we should be aware and let the children know that there's a wild spider loose in the house.
You relocated.
Well, I don't know what to do.
I think you just have to wait till you find him staring you in the face again.
I just hope it's not over my bed. Josh Payne is Ink Master Season 10 winner, and there has been a boom in people getting tattoos since the pandemic has come around. Have you seen that too, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that all through my career, I've been tattooed almost 20 years now, it's like when the world's down and people are kind of in the slumps, they tend to be all about spending money and time on themselves. So the tattoo industry and the alcohol industry tend to do just fine during these times.
Well, that's funny. It's really insightful, right? But you're right. Why do you think that is, Josh?
Well, it's like when you're in that pickle and you're looking at your last chunk of money and it's like, why spend it somewhere else that doesn't give you that kind of that gratification, you know, that sense of happiness. So I think everybody, you know, not knowing what tomorrow's got to hold, it's like, why not spend today on yourself a little bit?
Josh, when people are coming in during these times when so much is going on, when you look at the bulk of your tattoos, and I know that you're doing a ton of different stuff, everybody's a different person, obviously, but do they tend to be more like some sort of brooding thing that they've discovered or want to emulate about themselves at this point? Are they more, this is the end of the world type tattoos? Or are they like, I'm going to get a dolphin with a star on it because I really need to be upbeat?
I wish it was more the dolphins and stars half the time. I'm an anomaly. I tattoo some weird stuff on some crazy people, you know, and as you can tell looking at some of my work, like some of it's right straight off the walls. I've been very blessed to not have the normal typical walk-in stuff that kind of would probably get more of that sentimental thing. You know, a lot of people feel like art needs to have a meaning, And I imagine at a time like this, more so than others, they're probably looking for something that makes them feel a certain way.
So I've noticed there's always trends in tattoos. Obviously, you know that. A few years ago, it was the white tattoos. Is that over? People getting the white tattoos that just fade away?
I feel like that's still going on.
This is a question that's going to get me hated by the industry more than they already hate me. The world's full of fads, and in our industry, it has switched from doing a tattoo that lasts forever for your client to now it's who has the prettier Instagram pictures.
Right.
And people are doing all of this work that is so, I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. You know, I see these pages. I see these people's portfolios that they're claiming of what their work is. But I've also done this long enough to know what is real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. And people lately, they're selling all of these different things that, in my personal and professional opinion, are more a fallacy. You know, I mean, they're not going to last. They're not going to stand the test of time. And I just think that that's really disrespectful to the client. And these artists they're swaying them into things that they know aren't going to last, knowing that they're going to make a buck off them.
Wow. Josh, I want you to fathom here for a moment. I'm going to bring you in a zap, all right? In her college days, she's a pristine body, unharmed so far by these artists that actually didn't care about her or whatever it may be. She doesn't have anything stupid on her ankle yet.
Yet.
And this is modern times right now. I mean, when somebody comes to you, like you said, not a lot of people are pulling things off the wall. You're not dealing with the walk-in, but what do you think is a great place to tattoo, and what is a great tattoo for you to put on somebody that doesn't have that experience yet?
It's what the person wants. You know, I've done things that are so deep and meaningful, that are so family related to, I've done dinosaurs killing bears. You know, I'm not one to tell you what you think you want forever, but I've always joked, though, the problem with a tattoo with meaning is it can lose it. If you just get cool artwork, it's always going to be cool artwork.
So clearly a T-Rex eating a bear on the small of your back.
That's what I want.
No
T-Rex
question.
Tramp stamp, right?
Eating a bear.
Now we're talking.
I have the world's ugliest tattoos.
You haven't seen mine yet. You haven't.
Are yours? Well, actually, I'm looking at a picture of you half naked under a waterfall, so I can see a lot of them.
that sounds right.
All right, you can follow Josh on Instagram at Josh Payne Tattoo. Josh, you want to plug your website?
I don't have a website because I don't really know how computers work.
Cool.
So just go with the social media thing.
I love it. I love it so much. Josh, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much.
1-800-330-9999. What do guys do that they think is really attractive, but it's not? And you know I'm not really a judgmental person for the most part.
I'll tell
right?
you something that I do that's wicked hot.
What is it,
It's
Raven?
Wicked hot.
What is it?
When I carry something heavy on one shoulder with one arm. Ooh, girl! Watch this. Watch. Just imagine that this is heavy. Just imagine that this cell phone that I'm carrying.
That's not... I don't even know what you're doing.
Come on.
You're literally
Come
just
on.
Carrying something on your shoulder.
Have you ever seen Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger? He carries an entire tree.
It's all making sense to me now, Raven, why guys are confused in general about this. Guys don't know. They don't know. They think they're being hot, but they do things that women are like, ugh.
Maybe
ugh.
You saw it from the wrong angle.
Like,
hold on, let me...
Raven, you're carrying a bag on your shoulder.
Look at this.
Also, when Raven started working here, he wore a merce. A men's purse?
I didn't wear it. I carried it. And then I would still carry it if I needed it.
I remember like the first day you walked into the studio and I was like, is he carrying a purse? And I remember we had a discussion about it because you thought it was normal. And I'm like, no, guys, don't wear pocketbooks.
I did not wear it. You're making it sound like a crossbody or something like that. It was something that you carried. It was a small portfolio.
It was a merce.
It had all my stuff in it.
Uh-huh. Things that guys think is attractive, but it's not. But what happened yesterday, you didn't care. You were like, whoa, it's cool. I'm like, no, it's not cool.
I'm a confident man.
Yeah. I went to the deli yesterday and I'm parked outside and I'm messing around on my phone before I go in. And the guy comes out of the deli and strike number one, he has his T-shirt tucked into his jeans wearing a belt.
No, that's bad.
Like, you can't, like, I'm sorry. Stop tucking in your T-shirts. It doesn't make sense. They're T-shirts. You're supposed to wear them out. They're not button-down shirts.
No, you don't have to apologize for that. A guy should know that.
Okay.
No, it's true.
But then he gets in the car, and I don't know what kind of car it is, because here's the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't care. Like, it's your car. But it was one of, like, those muscle cars.
Oh, nice, right?
And he starts revving the engine, and he kept revving it and revving it, and I go...
You like that, baby?
What is he doing? Is he trying to impress somebody? Imagine is he trying to impress me?
Imagine if he carried something heavy like the deli cold cuts out on his shoulder.
It's ridiculous.
And got in a muscle car. How hot?
Girls don't think that's hot. Like, they don't think it's hot that you're revving your engine. Like, why do you think that that's attractive?
Maybe it's just not running right and he needs to, like, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's he's making sure the fuel mixture, the air mixture is going good at that point.
It's maybe just loud.
Maybe you put it in a cam. Could have been that. Could have been that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do guys think is attractive, but it's really not?
Oh, my God. So many things. I'm not sure if they think they're attractive, but when guys wear those fitted hats remind me of high school. So, like, I associate any guy who wears a fitted hat with being a youngster, like young. So fitted hats, they're just not flattering, and they make me think that you're younger than you probably are. So fitted hats. Unattractive.
Yeah, baseball hats. I get it.
Not baseball hats. No? Fitted hats. Are you talking about like scullies, or are you talking about baseball caps?
Yeah, no, like those little beanies.
Yeah, the scullies.
Oh, those are wacky. What are you playing hacky sack in college?
The only time you should be have that on is if you're clearing the snow off my car. That should be the only time you have one of those on. Yeah.
I'm looking in the room next door, and both producer John and producer Sean, one is wearing a fitted baseball cap, and the other one's wearing a fitted, like, beanie.
Sean, grow up and take that thing off. Yeah. You're ridiculous.
I mean, what's going on, guys?
I didn't even realize
okay.
It.
John's pointing out the fact that his baseball cap is actually adjustable. It's not fitted.
But, okay.
I mean, you still, you know.
Still ridiculous.
You're over 30.
What do guys do that they think is really hot? But the truth is, women think it's really unattractive. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text.
What if I go out front and I wash my car right now with my sweatpants on and I make sure that I get a little bit soapy and lathery?
No.
And then I lean over, like, you know, because you can't reach the center of the roof without leaning over it a little bit, and I got to rub up against it.
Unless you're Channing Tatum, we'll take a hard pass.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think guys do this all the time. They think that things are hot, like wearing a lot of cologne. Like, if I could smell you coming a mile away,
yeah.
Like, I'm not down. Like, that's not hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, some guys still do that my age. It's really jarring. I feel like the really young guy gets a pass because maybe he spilled it. You know what I mean? Maybe he made a mistake.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do guys do that they think is attractive, but it's not?
There is nothing attractive about offensive bumper stickers. My car ran over your stick figure kids, dirty Calvin and Hobbes, all of those. They're all ridiculous. Guys, get it. You don't look cool. Get over it.
I don't like those stickers either.
I feel like the ones that are over the top with it is one thing. But the Calvin and Hobbes, I mean, that's been 20 years. I mean, it's over. Mm. It's totally over. I'm with you. But, I mean, I'm not offended by it. I just find it ridiculous.
I can't even tell you what the bumper sticker is, but it was on a Honda CRV, a family car. There were kids in the car. I can't even, maybe I should not even have brought it up. But it said, ride in this car, it's either gas or something else. Mm-hmm. And then there was a picture of a word that rhymes with gas. And I was like, you're a parent driving this car.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's
thinking?
A bit much. If there's offensive wording written on something, yeah, I've got a problem with that.
Although I did see a bumper sticker the other day that I thought was really funny. It says, I love gluten. And I gave him a honk for that because I also love gluten. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do guys do that they think is attractive, but it's not?
Wearing tank tops at the beach. Either wear no shirt or wear a t-shirt. Like, no one is impressed by your muscle tank, okay?
Tank tops are very also divisive things. I feel like you either really like how they look on guys or you don't. My husband wore a sleeveless shirt for a while in college.
That's different.
And he looked very handsome. I actually
in a sleeveless.
I think it may have sealed the deal for me.
What?
Yeah.
That's great. To me, the sleeveless is so much weirder than the tank top.
Oh,
no. I got to be honest. The sleeveless. Now, if it's cut off, I guess that's one thing, right? You're trying to, you know, save your own T-shirt here and make it cooler. The tank top, to me, it's about comfort. It's definitely not about the look. I'm going for least heat.
That's unattractive. But wow. The cutoff is like a statement, like, look at my arms. And I looked at them and I was like, I'm going to marry those arms. And I did.
Wow. That's funny.
You know what a lot of people wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven Raven?
Mm.
They wrote that man buns are unattractive. And don't hate me on this, but I think if your hair is thick enough and you've got the right body for it, man buns can be hot.
But do you have to be like trained in martial arts? Do you have to be some sort of ninja or something like that?
No, you just have to have thick, luscious mane of hair, because there's nothing sadder than when you have like thin, straggly hair and you're trying to get the man bun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one way or the other on the man. As a guy, I think it looks a little bit silly, but, you know, to each their own. I'm not trying to judge dudes.
Yeah.
But if they happen to be a ninja, then I respect the man bun. It's different.
Okay.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 This guy, Raven, it is all I need to know about him. If you keep getting arrested for the same dumb thing, that's all I need to know about you.
What's he doing?
All right, if you missed it, earlier this week, a guy in San Francisco was arrested for riding the backseat of a Tesla that had an automated driving feature.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So basically, he was letting the car drive itself.
Mm-hmm.
He gets arrested for doing it, and he does an interview, and he says this.
I've been brake checked before really hard, and the car stopped. It came to a complete stop. Like, Elon Musk really knows what he's doing, and I think people are just tripping and they're scared.
Yo, they're tripping, man.
They're tripping.
I mean, on the other hand, that you hear about these terrible accidents that, you know, the car misjudges something. I mean, just in Texas, there was a car went up in a fireball and nobody made it. Now, the question is, they weren't necessarily in the front seat either on that one. So isn't the deal with this guy like he keeps getting arrested because you can let the car drive you, but you're supposed to be in the front seat.
Yeah, so he's supposed to be in the driver's seat.
Right.
Yeah, so he keeps getting in the back seat. So after he gets arrested earlier this week, he gives this interview and he says, I'm going to do it again. Well, guess what, Raven?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you, because yesterday he was arrested again. This is what it sounded like.
You might really like it back there.
Yeah, so I feel safer back here than I do up there.
I mean, what?
Is there any car where the back seat is really more fun than the front seat? More comfortable? Come on.
It's true. Like, who wants to sit in the back seat of a car?
Right. Like, I mean, the back seat of a car is not great. I mean, I've been in a Tesla. All right. I've seen the back seat of a Tesla, and it's not larger than the front seat. You know, I mean, for me, I'm always going to want more space. That's just me. I can stretch out better that way.
But I just wonder, like, does he think that Elon is going to send him a text message and be like, good job, buddy.
But no, we're good, bro. I'm going to pay your lawyer fees. Right. Yeah. Thanks for hooking me up.
Why would you consistently get arrested for the exact same thing that you know that's illegal and put yourself through all that financial and legal trouble?
Yeah.
What are you proving?
Listen, I'm all about the cars driving us to and from. I can't wait for that day to arrive. But it's mostly because I'm usually exhausted in the car.
Oh, me too.
So I just want to take a nap
anyways.
But, I mean, we have to wait until it's actually ready at this point. You can't just decide today's the day that you're going to let the rest of the world know.
A while back, Raven and I test drove a self-driving car. Raven, actually, you were in the back seat.
It was very impressive.
I was in the driver's seat. But it is, first of all, Raven, even as a backseat driver, is screaming at me. And I'm like, Raven, I'm not driving.
We were in traffic, all right, on a busy highway. And it was you know, speeding up and slowing down. And I mean, now they've even got them so they'll do lane changes. So
Raven was bracing for impact every 13 times. Seconds.
You're not a great driver.
But I wasn't driving it. The car was driving itself. I was just there for the ride in the driver's seat.
I felt like you were going to screw the car up, to tell you the truth.
Actually, I was a little bit concerned myself. And I'll be honest, I was terrified. And I can't imagine being in the back seat with nobody in the driver's seat.
But we were in the front. That's the important thing. At least one of us was, anyways.
Right. Big announcement from the CDC yesterday. This is CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
And I mean, social media immediately went crazy.
I feel like you downplayed it.
Yeah.
Big announcement yesterday.
All right, so how did they come to this conclusion?
Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
It's so funny, Raven, that your reaction was like that.
Yes.
Because like I was like that, too. I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't wait to take this thing off my face. But
man.
Then I went to Facebook.
Yeah.
And of course.
Everybody's got to debate it. Go back and forth.
Here we go.
I'm more of a scientist than that scientist. And if we're doing it this, and what if this person's lying?
Off this mask.
I walked in without mine. And that's because nobody's here in the office at that time of day.
Yes.
So there was nobody there to tell me what the new office policy will be. When you're walking in and out of buildings, obviously you understand that these buildings are going to have some of their own policies.
Yes.
And you should be respectful of others around you. But on the other hand, should have reason to feel a little bit more relaxed if you have been vaccinated at this point.
Yeah, and there's so many things here that come into play that are very fascinating to me. One, it's the honor system. So there's nobody checking that white card. Right. So basically, it's like if you didn't, it's like no one's gonna take away your car.
Basically, they're saying is that if you haven't gotten it by now, the sheer number of people around you that have had it should shame you into getting it at this point.
Whatever, do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
I've had it, so if you sneeze next to me, I'm not paranoid anymore. If you get me sick, I'm not gonna get as sick. That's my thought process.
Do you know what was the first thing that came into my mind, like a crazy person?
What's that?
So I used to be very paranoid about my breath being bad because we drink so much coffee in the morning.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I haven't had to really worry about the bad breath for months and
months
now.
Or lipstick or anything.
Nothing.
Like anything could be going on under there.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh no. I have to get like, I was Googling, where do I get Bianca? Remember Bianca, the thing you spray in your mouth?
You mean Banaca?
Banaca. What is it called?
Bianca is like one of your aunts.
Right.
All right. Like a member of the Pink Ladies maybe in Greece. No, Banaca is what you spray in your mouth.
Because I've been thinking about everything that's been festering in my breath.
Right.
Underneath that mask.
Clearly.
For 7-8 months now. And I'm like, it's going to take something stronger than a piece of Wrigley's spearmint gum to waken up that freshness.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this makes me sound terrible or whatever. The first thought was drinks at a bar and taking my wife dancing. That was literally my first thoughts was freedom. Let's go. Let's get after it.
No, I was more concerned about getting floss. I'm like, I need dental floss. I need some Bananca. What is it called? Bananca?
It's not Bianca. It's Bananca.
Listen, I don't know where to get it, but I got to find it.
Congratulations, America. We got there.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's been a big week. I've been having some major issues with my dog, Lila, and Raven's dog is home recovering from surgery. So we've got a lot of questions. Dr. David Burse is a regional medical director at Bond Vet. You can visit them online at bondvet.com. Raven, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Sure. Doctor, right. Thanks so much for taking the time today. I wish that I could just really move you into my house for the next week or so. My dog just had TPLO surgery, which I know is a very common surgery for dogs, but you know, obviously, it's the first surgical procedure for our dog. And as helicopter pet parents, admittedly, we're totally freaked out by this. So, you know, we've spent 6 years making our house as pet friendly as possible. And now we're turning it basically into like a pet prison there. Like, how do we care for our dog when we first bring them home after a surgery like this?
Oh, first of all, such a big surgery, but really a good thing to do when they've had an injury to their cruciate. It's really the best procedure that there is to help them on the road to recovery. So you've done the right thing, but the aftercare can be tricky. It's a long road, a lot of physical rehabilitation, and like you said, baby-proofing the house effectively. They need a lot of TLC after a surgery like that.
So it's like keeping them off the couch, keeping him from jumping, you know, keeping him from basically being a dog, really, is the first couple of weeks. I mean, if I'm getting my facts straight there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, basically everything that they want to do is pretty much what they're not allowed to do. So what can be quite helpful is to get a dog cage, a little crate for them to be in. I'm not sure if your dog is used to that or crate trained, but if they are, it can be very helpful. It keeps them and their movement restricted, and it's like a little den for them. You know, they actually quite like to have somewhere that's their own, a little house within a house.
You mentioned physical therapy there, and we've been talking about it with our vet, and they have pool therapy. Is this something that, you know, in our pool, once the pool's open in a couple weeks, can I just let my dog swim in there? Will that actually be good for him?
Yeah, actually, I mean, with the guidance of your vet, it's often helpful.
Lila Bear is my puppy. She's a rescue, and she's incredibly fearful. Like, we've had her seen in dog shrinks and the whole nine yards. She's afraid of everything. Now, the one problem we've never had with her was going to the bathroom. We trained her when she was, you know, 16 weeks old when we got her, and she's always been good, very few accidents. Lately, we don't know what's happened, but we've had to throw away almost every single rug in our house, and she's going to the bathroom inside, and not just number one, number two. So we don't know if this is a fear thing or if something else could be the problem. But we also have had construction in our house going on. We've shielded her from it. But I'm wondering, is that enough, being such a fearful dog? Is that why she's doing this?
Yeah, well, difficult. And it just goes to show intro that they're little creatures in there with their own psychologies and thoughts and fears. It definitely could be that it's a behavioral related issue, but I would recommend before going down that avenue that you rule out some medical causes for having those accidents also. But definitely when you have a disruption in the environment.
The UTIs. I have had a lot of listeners reach out to me and be like, does she have a UTI? Mm-hmm. But it's also the other one, which is why I think that it's not that. What medical conditions can that be?
Well, I think just having a general idea and picture of her underlying health is recommended anyway. I think you're right that the fact that both of those are happening together, a UTI wouldn't explain the other signs that you're seeing. And so behavioral anxiety or something of that nature is definitely up there on the list. But there are conditions that can cause accidents to happen. But having a baseline, we honestly would recommend having blood checked annually. You can only get so much information on a physical examination, checking their kidney health, their liver health, things of that nature.
All right, Dr. Burse, we asked our listeners for questions, and we've got a few of them that we picked out. That's coming up next. It's been a big week for our pets, well, for Raven and I. My dog Lila all of a sudden has started going bathroom in the house again. Raven's dog is recovering from surgery. So we figured we had a lot of questions. We should probably bring in an expert. Dr. David Burse, he's a regional medical director at Bond Vet. Earlier, he addressed our concerns, but we asked you if you had anything for Dr. Burse. I'm going to read you a few questions, all right, Dr. Burse?
Sounds good.
All right, question number one. Do cats know a pecking order? She wrote, I have 7 cats. My alpha cat, Tigger, passed away on February 25th. Since then, his birth brother, Cody, has changed. He was more of the class clown of the group, and now he's actually the grown-up, and he breaks up the other cat and dog fights, protects the house. Do they really know who is next to step up to the alpha?
Yeah, actually they do. They have quite a rigid order from the perspective of their little group. Cats are naturally quite solitary, so you can find cats that enjoy each other's company, but it's not unusual to have things like your listener described. They definitely do have a hierarchy, and that can manifest itself when it comes to the way that they eat and use the food, or the water bowl, or the litter trays. So if there's conflict within a household, we always recommend having multiple of all of those things so that there's not as much competition.
That's so crazy that they just know who's next in line to be in charge.
You know, I've seen it too, doctors. Like when one animal is correcting the behavior of another animal, we want to step in, right? Because we think they're quarreling or bickering or one's picking on the other. But they actually tend to get confused if there's no picking order, right?
Well, I think they certainly have very complicated relationships with each other, and we only can see and witness part of it. So they know what the structure is, and they work to minimize the resistance and the conflict that they encounter with each other.
This is a random side note, but speaking of pecking order, you know, earlier we talked about my dog Lila. She's a rescue, but she's incredibly fearful. I've had experts tell me, never bring another dog in with her, like don't get a second pet. And then I've had other experts say, yeah, she needs a strong dog to like guide her and take her out of her fear. What do you think about that?
I think it depends on how she interacts when you have her out on walks and things. If she tends to be quite social and enjoy the presence of other dogs, I certainly think if you were considering bringing another dog into the household, it would warrant a gentle and gradual introduction to make sure that they're suitable for each other. So maybe fostering a dog would be great as a way to see how they would get on and what their dynamic would be. Dogs can have emotional support dogs too, and so I think it's worth a shot.
Okay, great. John asked on our Facebook page, why does my cat lick plastic? It's so annoying.
Well, I have a couple of cats, and they surprise me with the things they do as well. So it's hard to say why they might do that. Sometimes cats or dogs will lick at things when there is an underlying medical issue there. So again, we would always recommend having them examined. But this sounds more like just a thing that the cat enjoys doing, most likely.
Mm-hmm. If it's just staring in a corner, licking plastic, then it might be seeing something. Then again, it might just like that trim.
Imagine if like humans did that. We just all of a sudden started licking plastic.
Oh, we locked them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when
right.
that happens.
Checking,
yeah,
checking.
We locked
right.
them up.
All
so,
right, good.
I mean, they do that.
All right, one more. Katarina says, we just moved to a new home with a very large property, and our dogs are constantly outside sniffing and eating the plants and flowers. Are there any that would pose a serious threat to them, and how do I identify those?
There are some well-put-together websites pertaining to veterinary toxicology. Pretty sure the ASPCA have one. So there are definitely plants that are not ideal for both cats and dogs. So if in doubt, definitely should avoid that. If you have a garden, be checking which species are safe and which are not.
Dr. David Burst, Regional Medical Director at Bond Vet. You can visit them online at bondvet.com. Thank you so much for answering all our questions this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Make it down, E-I-E-I-O.
Imagine hearing this all day long from your toddler.
Make it down, E-I-E-I-O.
Dakota, my 2.5-year-old, thinks that it's not old McDonald had a farm.
Brent.
She thinks it's Mickey and Donald had a farm.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess makes more sense if you're two. Because, like, who's old McDonald?
Right.
You have no idea.
Who is that guy?
But Mickey
right.
and Donald, you know them all day long. You're like, yeah, Clubhouse. I know Mickey Donald.
Clearly.
They had a farm.
Clearly, right. There's no question. Right.
Mamas, what did you do to earn your margaritas this week? You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Dakota singing Mickey Donald had a farm actually is one of the highlights of my week. But what's been really stressful for me is math. Sixth grade math. And this is what it sounds like.
Go ahead, Hayden. Read me one of the problems we're working on.
Lauren can drive her car 320 miles on 10 gallons of gasoline. Melissa can drive her car 280 miles on 80 gallons of gasoline. Who can drive farther on 40 gallons of gasoline?
How do we figure this out?
We have to do radio stuff. Radio.
Ratio?
Ratio.
Oh, my God.
What? 320.
It's literally my nightmare. Like, I was so bad in math my entire life.
Yeah.
And now, sitting here and trying to help her, what I've realized is most of the time, she's just trying to teach it to me, and it's counterintuitive of the whole thing.
She's having fun with you.
Oh, my.
It's 10 gallons for both of them, right?
I don't know. I don't think I know. I have no clue.
No, I was looking back for the heart of the problem. I wanted to solve it.
Oh,
that's okay.
Well, right. I'm glad you are. And then we go through all this, and it's an hour later, and then finally it's like, fine, I'll wait for Daddy to get off his Zoom call.
Right.
And then it's just like Paul comes in and has to take over. And I'm like, why did you put me through that torture every day this week, knowing that I was never going to be able to help you find an answer?
Is she videoing you? Because this could be a great TikTok channel.
Oh,
like,
great.
She could be having fun at your expense.
Why is my mom so dumb at math?
Yeah.
Oh. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Mama, what did you do this week to earn that margarita?
Oh, goodness. My adult 30-year-old son asked if he could move back into the house to save some money. And my husband immediately said yes, without consulting me, without talking to me. So I deserve that margarita.
I hope he didn't change his room. Imagine you still go in there. It's like all the baseball posters up on the wall. He's
awesome.
Like, I'm home.
Like, you never left. Welcome back, my baby boy.
Yeah.
Missed you, son.
Enjoy that margarita, mama.
Thanks.
He'll be walking from the bathroom to and fro to the laundry room in his tidy whities again.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, handling his laundry.
Margarita Friday. Mamas, what did you do this week to earn that margarita? These kids drive us crazy sometimes. On our text line, my toddler bit both my arms. I think I deserve a margarita. Well, if you were listening yesterday, you know that I can sympathize with that.
Yeah, biting. It's a thing.
Hey, Mama, what did you do to earn your margarita?
Driving in the car, I let a friend of mine, I'm holding that up in quotations, drive the car. There's a bunch of us. We're on an excursion. Well, the putt ignores the low fuel light. And then, of course, we run out of fuel. We're on the side of the road. And many bitches, because I don't have AAA. And we're stuck on the side of the road for almost 2 hours while these guys walk to try and find a gas station, one of which, the first they found Googling, didn't exist anymore.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Good.
Is there anything worse than being stuck on the side
it's
of the road?
Worst.
Yeah,
really
Mama,
nice
you
stuff.
Earned your margarita. Go ahead, enjoy it. You could actually have it while you're waiting on the side of the road. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama, to earn you that margarita?
My daughter last night screamed until I fed her gummy bears for dinner, and you know what? I did it.
Hey, listen, whatever it takes. Dakota eats a hot dog every single day. I can't imagine that's good. Some days I give her two if she wants it. One for lunch, one for dinner.
You know, they can be really unruly when they're 23 years old and still living at home.
Well, I figured, hey, maybe she would have a stomach ache and she would stop eating them, but no.
No, not at all. Well, you enjoy that margarita, Mama. You deserved it.
Thanks. Love you.
Anna and Raven. Hey, Mama, what did you do to earn your margarita this week?
Oh, I earned my margarita this week. My daughter came home with head lice.
Oh,
I had to fix $100 to get them out.
Oh, no. Just saying it is making me all itchy and skeevy. It's like one of me and my girlfriends, we talk about it all the time. It's like our nightmare for that to happen.
Don't kids, like if you've got a kid, aren't you always going to have to deal with that at least once?
Well, knock on wood, maybe not.
Oh, you never had to deal with it yet?
No, you had lice?
Oh, you're going to have it like next week.
No, don't say that.
I mean, I don't think I had it, but I think I remember my sister getting it at school or something like that. Like,
school is a big place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go to if you have a kid, like sooner or later, you're always going to have to deal with it at least once.
No, you don't say that.
Once, yeah.
Ew. So it happens. It certainly happens, but I'm terrified of it. All my girlfriends that are teachers have taught me the same thing. And I make Hayden, she pulls her hair back and I give her like a quick spritz of hairspray in the morning. And it's worked so far for my 12-year-old.
But hairspray kills lice?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a deterrent. I don't know. But all I know is that to get them picked out, like a lot of those little like niche places are really expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you definitely earned your margarita. Ugh. Oh, we just got a text from Carrie, too. I deserve a margarita because yesterday my 6-year-old decided it would be a good idea to use two of my mascaras, and not the cheap ones, and a Sharpie to draw tattoos all over himself.
Oh, nice. That doesn't come off right away either, does it?
No, and mascara's annoying. It smudges, and you get the waterproof one. It's so hard to get off the kids. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do, Mama, this week to earn you your margarita?
Well, I'm having surgery, so I've been on a liquid diet for 2 weeks. And my surgery was supposed to be Wednesday, and it got postponed to Monday, so I have another week of liquids only.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is terrible. Right. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, let's definitely get you some nutrients in the way
no
of mezcal.
Food, so I deserve a special kind of liquid.
Yes. Yes, I think you do. Unfortunately, once you take two sips of it, you're going to be on the ground lit. Having not eaten anything solid in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we'll start. We won't start with tequila.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Rita, what's going on?
My husband thinks he can redo our debt. And I'm pretty much against it. We bought this house, and we knew that the deck had to be repaired. And he thinks this is going to be an easy thing. And I just think it's a lot more than he can do.
Chad, are we talking about, like, pulling a couple boards off, replacing a couple railings? Are we talking about ripping the deck off the side of the house? You know, new footings, like building an entire new deck?
No, we're talking about a whole new deck. And I don't see why it's such an issue in the first place. You get a few nails, you get a few boards. We have YouTube tutorials now. Anyone can do it.
Well, they are helpful, but Chad, you don't have any sort of construction or carpentry background or anything like that?
I mean, I did a construction job a few years ago, but other than that, no.
15 years ago.
It's adventurous, man. It's fun. Like,
I know, babe, but it is different, next level stuff, and I think it's going to waste more money if we do it this way rather than just hire an expert and just get it done and done well the first time.
What is so next level, though? You go down to a lumber yard, you buy some wood, and you make a deck.
The crack on our wall, very simple thing to do. You bought all the stuff. It didn't work out. We have all of this equipment, and it's still a crack in the wall. So I'm just thinking, and I don't doubt your ability in attempting, and you got heart, but I just don't think this is the project for us.
Wait.
Okay.
How far off the ground is the deck?
Are you concerned about height? About, like, if it's closer, you're not
off
worried?
The ground.
10 feet off the ground. Like,
if you fall, right, it will hurt.
You're hurt. Like, I could say, like, all right, you want to give it a whirl, it's like 2 feet. All right, if we go down, we'll survive it. But
I'm not sure you would take that chance either. I mean, level is level. You'd like it to be stable and level.
I can't imagine building a deck is like something you do on a Saturday.
Chad, when you say you did a construction job like 15 years ago, what exactly do you mean?
Oh, we put up a new shed, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I hurt my back when I was lifting up the lumber, but other than that, it was fine, and there was nothing wrong with it.
Was there a second floor or anything suspended in air in the shed?
Do you stand on top of the shed?
Would you jump on top of it?
You know, I don't think so.
Let's see what our audience has to say. A deck is a huge project. I don't know if it's something that I would trust as somebody that isn't an actual contractor. But they may see Chad's side, too, that what's the big deal? You might as well just try. If you mess up, you'll hire somebody after.
And I'm not sure if you're aware, but lumber right now is at an all-time high. It's literally three times the cost that it normally is. It's not really the kind of thing you want to experiment with at the moment. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
This is legitimately my nightmare. If my husband came home and said this to me, oh my, remember the fence? It took 2 years to build that fence.
That is insulting for you to say that like that. But if it's truly coming from your heart, I want to hear it. So that's fine.
Oh, Chad and Rita have a major disagreement. They need to replace their deck.
This is my nightmare.
I mean, you know me well enough. It really is. And Chad thinks he can do it himself. He doesn't really have a strong construction background.
He built a shed 15 years ago. Don't forget that.
He did build that one shed.
He hurt his back.
But Rita says, this is a deck. This is a deck, 12 feet in the air. How are you going to build a deck? But he's pretty confident about it.
But, you know, a simple teardown of something and replacing a board here or there is one thing. When you rip down a deck that is expended in the air on top of it, you know, it's on stilts, basically. And if he wants to expand that area or anything like that, you know, he's got to figure in weight load, all sorts of different stuff, you know?
Whose side are you on? Would you let your husband do it? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I think that he'd be able to get a couple of his buddies to help him out, and I think the money he would save in the long run would be a lot better.
You know, there is a sense of accomplishment, of course, when you take on a project yourself and you complete it. On the other hand, if you screw it up along the way, you look at your imperfections the entire time, or at least that's how I am.
I think so, too. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Chad and Rita need to replace their deck. And Chad says, I can do it. I don't really have a whole lot of construction background. I built a shed 15 years ago, but I watch a few YouTube videos. I'll figure it out.
It's true. You know, there is a lot of things that you can accomplish by watching YouTube tutorials. They kind of take you step by step if you have that experience. But, you know, you got to keep a couple things in mind. You know, we're joking here. We're having a good time with it. It's going to be 15 feet up in the air. It's a second story deck right now.
Like, get out of here. You need a professional people to do that. I mean, I think.
Right. I mean, God forbid you had a failure, right? I mean, you put, you know, 20 of your family members up there on that deck and you're talking about a serious weight load.
Right.
And, you know, somebody could get seriously injured.
And that's what Rita says, his wife. But he is so insistent that he can do it on his own throughout the summer. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hi, good morning. Well, I'm on the wife's side. You need a building permit for a deck. You need to go to your town hall, apply for a building permit, and the person needs to be licensed.
Yeah, that's the thing when pulling a permit, too. It means they're going to come in and inspect it. So it's actually got to be done correctly at that point.
Unless you do the entire thing illegally, and I know way too many people that have.
I mean, let's talk about the percentage. It's pretty high, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Simple tear down and replace is one thing. But when, like, redesigning something or expanding something, you got to know what you're doing.
You know, I was a realtor for a long time, so this always makes me scared. Because if you're trying to sell a property that doesn't have the proper permit, it's a nightmare.
Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on hers. Side. I mean, I've been in construction my whole life, and it's not an easy task. But the big thing is price. He's thinking he's going to go to a lumber yard and just pick stuff up. The prices are all triple. So you're going to pay triple. You're going to do the job incorrectly, then pay someone double just to fix your mistake. Why not just wait a year till all this mess hopefully subsides, then do something?
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. You know, you have to have licenses and regulations, and if those aren't put into place and you try and sell your house, you're going to have a bigger problem and fees to pay every year.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rita, our audience agreed with you today. Chad, if it was something smaller, a smaller project, that's one thing. But this is a safety issue, too. You need to hire a professional that knows what they're doing.
Oh, man. This just takes out the fun.
Yeah, I do like taking on big projects at home, Chad, and I'm with you. I like to always try and build something or do something myself first before I call in the professional. But you know something? Calling in the professional after you've had a failure is bad. It's always more costly. And the fact that something can be done in just a matter of days instead of taking you weeks and all the stress going back and forth between you and Rita, like, you might just appreciate the fact that it's over, even with a price tag.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could just build a stool, honey. Try starting, you know, small.
Or maybe you could build one of the stairs.
Put a table on the deck. Yeah. He can build one of the tables. That's fine.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
All right, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Tim.
And right, we got $900 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we just give you cash. Ready to play?
Sure.
Number one, This Is Us will end after its 6th season in 2022. You can watch new episodes on NBC, but if you wanted to stream seasons 1 through 5 so far, what streaming service do you go to?
Disney Plus.
Number two, on Instagram, Chris Hemsworth marked 10 years of playing Thor by sharing a throwback picture of himself with Tom Hiddleston, who plays his brother. What's that character's name?
Loki.
Number three, in a poll, 6% of people think they could beat up a grizzly bear. What's the name of the Muppet that's a bear that has some questionable stand-up comedy skills?
Oh, my gosh.
You can see him, right?
I don't know. Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Number four, Oprah says one of the interview questions she regrets asking is to Sally Field. She asked her if Burt Reynolds slept with his toupee on. What 1977 movie do they co-star about a guy that is hired to run a tractor trailer full of beer over state lines?
Of course, that's Smokey and the Bandit.
And number five, Chrissy Teigen under fire after old tweets and private messages have surfaced where she bullied other celebrities. What TV competition did she co-host with LL Cool J?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think it's America's Got Talent. Oh, my God.
That's all right, Tim. Hey, you tried. Let's bring Raven back in. I don't know.
Yo.
Tim only got 2.
Oh, not so good, Tim. Let's see how I do.
I really wanted to give him that third one. I really wanted to give him that third one, but it's not good enough. Okay, number one, This Is Us is going to end after its 6th season in 2022. You can watch new episodes on NBC, but if you wanted to stream seasons 1 through 5 so far, what streaming service do you go to?
Well, I would imagine Peacock has got it, but it's on Hulu, too.
Yeah, I would have accepted either of those answers.
Okay.
Yep. Number two.
That's my show, man.
On Instagram, Chris Hemsworth marked 10 years of playing Thor by sharing a throwback picture of himself with Tom Hiddleston, who plays his brother. What's that character's name?
Loki.
Yes.
Yeah, he kills that character. He's really good at it.
Number three, in a poll, 6% of people think they could beat up a grizzly bear.
Okay.
What's the name of the Muppet that's a bear that has some questionable stand-up comedy skills?
Fozzie. Fozzie Bear.
That's right. Number four, you said Fozzie Wazzy, Tim.
Oh, man.
So close.
My bad.
That's all right. It was close. It was like, oh. Number four, Oprah says the one interview question she regrets asking is when she asked Sally Field if Burt Reynolds slept with his toupee on.
You know, as a performer, there's a lot to learn from that.
Yep. What 1977 movie do they co-star about a guy that is hired to run a tractor trailer full of beer over state lines?
One of the best terrible movies of all time, Smokey and the Bandit.
That's right. And number five, Chrissy Teigen under fire after old tweets and private messages have surfaced where she bullied other celebrities.
Yeah.
What TV competition show did she co-host with LL Cool J?
I'm going to take a shot and say, So You Think You Can Dance?
Nope. Lip sync battle.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tim. He beat you 4-2 this morning. We will send you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thank you. This is Tim, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, Tim. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time, man. And even $1,000 coming up on Monday.
It's a lot of cash that you can win.